This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's talk credit ratings here for a minute, shall we? Countries have them. We've talked about how some of the big credit rating agencies are worried about political dysfunction in Washington and America's credit worthiness. Companies, of course, have them. They sell bonds, debt it's called sometimes, to raise money, to grow, or to invest. People have them in a way, too. They're called credit scores for us, but the basic idea is the same. If your credit score or rating goes down, it gets harder and mostly more expensive to borrow. You know who else has them, those scores and ratings? Institutions of higher learning, because they sell bonds, too. Fitch Ratings is out with a report that says colleges and universities are facing some economic headwinds and is warning bond investors to keep an eye on things. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that.
The problems colleges are dealing with in business terms are fewer customers, which is to say declining enrollment, and increased costs in the form of higher wages for faculty and staff.
And so there's a squeeze at both ends when it comes to year-to-year operations.
George Edward Stimola is one of the authors of that new report from Fitch. He notes there's also a limited appetite for colleges to raise their prices, aka tuition. And now, with interest rates rising, if a college does want to try to attract more students by building a fancy new gym or dorm,
the cost of capital for those borrowing efforts is increasing.
Another financial concern, dealing with old debts that are now coming due. After the 2008 recession, lots of colleges took out loans, not for residence halls or science labs, but for regular old maintenance, says Dominique Baker of Southern Methodist University.
Like, make sure that a building is kept up to date, that its heating system is kept up to date, that we are making sure that asbestos is being taken care of, and da-da-da, and all those sorts of things.
These financial challenges will be easier to handle for private colleges with large endowments. Catherine Hill of the education nonprofit Ithaca SNR says there's another factor at play.
It depends on who your students are. If your applicant pool is mostly middle-income students and you need to give a lot of financial aid to make it possible for students to come, you're going to be in a tough position.
Hill points out that schools are already cutting costs by eliminating whole academic departments and laying off faculty. And Fitch predicts we'll continue to see more institutions merge or close. I'm Stephanie Hughes from Marketplace.